Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night's AFC North title game in Pittsburgh.
Can you say now if you're going to be starting Sunday in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
got there. You got a full weekend of practice.
Feel great to be out there with my guys, as always. Feel great.
And the importance of this game. I mean, at one point, you guys were 1-5.
Yeah.
And I think it was less than a 10% chance of making the playoffs. And now you got a 100% chance if you win.
Yeah, it's very important, man. Like you said, we started off 1-5. Tremendous, change. Looking forward to playing Sunday, though. And not just me, I feel like all of us, all phases.
Lamar, when we saw you a week and a half ago, obviously in a lot of pain with the back. What's kind of been the journey of getting that right, and what changed this week to allow you to practice?
I'm doing a lot of treatment, trying to get that contusion out of there much as possible. But I feel great right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep my back protected. So yeah,
was
definitely.
Different for you?
Nah, not at all.
Is that the first time you've ever had to wear like something like that in that area for you?
Nah, I think I played with something similar to my rookie year, but I just stopped wearing it.
How nasty was the bruise?
Well, I was in pain, so very, very extremely nasty. But it's good now, though, so, yeah.
At what point did you kind of figure out that, like, okay, yeah, I'm good to go, I can do everything I need to do out there?
What was it? Sunday or Monday? Yeah, I believe Monday, truly Monday, because I got some treatment, worked out a little bit, so Monday.
Lamar, you're on the sideline watching Tyler play in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you take away from his performance and how, he helped keep your season alive?
Man, he was lighting the field up all night. Like, that's what we expect. I think I told you guys this years ago, I always look to see that with Tyler, Snoop. Each and every time he get an opportunity to play, I feel like he's a QB1. So it was no doubt in my mind seeing what he was capable of doing and what he did.
Just as much must-win as this
one.
How was it for you kind of not being able to play in that game, knowing that, that could be the last meaningful game of the season?
I always want to play football, but I felt like my brother had he can pull the win off for us, because I wouldn't be able to do anything. I was really hurt. Like, I don't know why I got to get questioned about, or I hear things about, oh, I don't know if he really, like, I never quit on my team before, so I never quit anything, to be honest with y'all. So I don't know where that noise came from, but like, I already know my brother gonna pull it off if I couldn't get it done, So.
Does it surprise you that, like you just mentioned, the talk that comes up when you do get hurt, how people react? It seems like they're not as quick to believe that you're as hurt as you say you are.
I mean, someone probably think I'm a robot, but I'm a human being too, but unfortunately I couldn't, avoid that injury, what had happened. We got the win in Green Bay. I'm looking forward to play Sunday, so it is what it is.
Does that criticism add fuel to you when you get back on the field?
Nah, I just want to win. I don't really care about the criticism. It's gonna be that way, especially with how the season was going and stuff like that. When you're winning, there's no noise. But as soon as, you lose or things don't look right, all type of noise come out of nowhere. So it is what it is.
Mario, talk about the noise. I mean, there was a column that came out that raised questions about, I guess, some of your work habits. Do you want to be here? All that kind of stuff. Do you have
a response to that? I heard I'd be playing a game at like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't even do that during the summer, so I don't know where that come from either. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know where that come from.
Yeah, Lamar, they said that you had fallen asleep at meetings. How did you respond to that?
Do you think Harbaugh let me fall asleep at meetings? That's great. That's crazy. I'm right in the front. Like, man, I don't know, man. It is what it is, though. Like I said, you just know us.
Play football. Fans do ask, like, does Lamar want to be here? Is he where he wants to be? What
absolutely, man. Absolutely. I don't even know where that come from.
Right.
Probably because, I mean, some people think they're just waiting for you to sign a contract or get something done with the team.
But we got to focus on winning right now. So contract talking be after the season or whatever, you know, but during the season, I'm locked in.
Lamar, I mean, does this feel a bit of a repeat of 2022 when you were hurt back then and some of the narratives and noise that came about you then?
See, it's different in a way because we have a chance, you know, to make the playoffs. Now I can actually play. Then I couldn't play, so it's different.
Does it almost feel like a new life, though, Lamar, not just for the team but for yourself, a chance to kind of silence all that other stuff and make it about what you've always been about?
I doubt we'll silence it. They're probably going to be quiet for a little bit, you know, but it's always noise. You know, it's the National Football League. Just got to focus on winning.
What did you think when you saw the incomplete pass, fourth and goal for the Steelers, and recognized, yeah, okay, now Sunday against Pittsburgh?
No, I didn't watch the game.
No?
Nah, you know, I didn't want to jinx it. I just wanted to find out what happened after.
How about when you learned? What were your emotions? What did you think?
Let's go.
What were you doing instead during that game?
Sleep. I was recovering, you know, just in case they lose, try to get back to play.
Mario mentioned Monday was kind of like, you know, you went through treatment here, you kind of felt like that's when you could come back. Did you take some throws? Did you do anything sort of to kind of test it out, I guess?
Yeah, I was throwing, ran a little bit. Yeah.
Do one more for Lamar, please.
Lamar, what is your – would you say you have a good relationship with John Harbaugh? That was another thing that was –
Yeah.
Would you say you guys have a strong relationship?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know I don't know where the noise come from, man. I don't know where the noise come from.
And Kev, well, you just say also, like, every game, you know, is pretty much the same. It's, you know, you always want to go in. Does this game, being that it's against the division rival at their place, win or go home, is there any different feel for this game?
No, you just got to be calm. You know, you got to be calm in the storm. So that's my approach. And I feel like that's the team approach.
All right. Thank you, Lamar.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.